John Mayall is just phenomenal. I again, someone else I have a lot of vinyl on, including live Behind the Iron Curtain, a few live ones. It's really good stuff. And that's Eric Clapton, obviously, playing guitar. And he's so distinct, the way he plays guitar, you can hear it immediately. John Mayall, for all intents and purposes, saved Eric Clapton's life. He was just spiraling, drugs, alcohol, you name it. And he was quitting music altogether. And John Mayall talked him out of it and had him come in the studio, and they recorded that album. And after that, Eric Clapton never looked back. Saved his life. Amazing. Yeah, so we kick things off there a little early before it's 2 o'clock exactly right now. Welcome to ES Beats live on RadioValencia.fm. No matter where you tuned in from, whether it's Scotland, El Dorado Hills, Yorkshire, California, I'm so glad you're spending a little bit of time with me here in the studio on a gorgeous, another gorgeous sunny day here in San Francisco. We've had, 6 days of crazy heat. Today is a little cooler, which is nice, but it's still in the 70s. And the 70s in San Francisco always feels like the 90s everywhere else. It's crazy. But yeah, it's a beautiful day. I'm playing all vinyl from artists begin with the letter M. So we kick things off with Blue Mitchell with Collision in Black off this album of the same name. And then we had the very first track off Blues Breakers there with John Mayall and Eric Clapton with All Your Love. And it's going to be a lot of stuff today. A lot of jazz, a lot of blues, a lot of pop, and a lot of folk. So this next one, DJ Anime, when you're getting on the plane to come home in May, I thought this song would be perfect. Toodles.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. Down a red dirt road, there were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown, and I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news I heard you read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
live unbruised, we are friends. And I'm sorry, I'm sorry. My heart was never pure. You know me. You know me. And mine is a giddy thing. Oh, mine is a giddy thing. Oh, mine is a giddy thing. Oh, man, is a giddy thing. Love, it will not betray you, dismay or enslave you, and will set you free. Be more like the man you were made to be. There is a design and alignment to cry of my heart to see. Of love as it was made to be. Love that will not betray you, dismay or enslave you, it will set you free. More like the man you were made to be. There is a design. We'll be right back.
Allison Moyer there with Is This Love, off her album Rain Dancing, one of my favorites. You listen to ES Beats here on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission, in the glorious Mission District of San Francisco. And here we are. It's just me in the studio right now, but DJ Original Brewer is on her way. Don't worry. The banter will start at some point. I've got Leeds on in the background, still playing a stalemate match against Brentford at home. And we're playing all artists today, beginning with the letter M, their last name or the name of the band. So yeah, we heard Allison Moyer. We heard Mumford & Sons in the middle there with Sigh No More off their debut album, Sigh No More. And then we kicked things off with Joni Mitchell and California off her album Blue. And yes, DJ Grandma, that was yours. But it is now mine. And I listen to it quite a bit. And I know Adame does when she's home too. I was missing a couple albums today, and I noticed when I went downstairs last time, I found quite a few of my records down in DJ Adame's room. I didn't go today, and I should have done, because I'm convinced that one of the albums I wanted to play must be down there, because I know I own it, and I just couldn't find it anywhere. But that's okay. Yeah, so we've got, and then what do we play at the beginning? Oh yeah, Joni Mitchell, we're all good. So yeah, it's all the letter M today. And I've got some new stuff, I've got some old stuff, I've got a lot of old stuff, obviously, because we're going through my own personal vinyl collection, and I collect old stuff, that's what I do. And we've got a lot of music for you today, and I really hope you enjoy it. This next band is a new band, relatively speaking, compared to everything else, and I discovered them just a couple of years ago. I saw them at Outside Lands, a huge fan, and they have this song off this album that, I mean, there's a few songs over the last 5 years that I consider to be perfect pop songs. The Beths have one with Expert in a Dying Field off the album with the same name. And then this is a song called Dramamine by Middle Kids off their album Faith Crisis Part 1. And I just love it. I hope you do too. Toodles.
Sometimes I wanna say to you, sometimes I wanna say to you.
Believe in anything. hear sounds of people. Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming. Did its people want too much too? Did its people want too much?
Was Mitski there with Nobody off her album Be the Cowboy. Got to see her at Outside Lands too. You listen to ES Beats live from the Mission on RadioValencia.fm. Here from 2 till 4 every Saturday, or at least we try to be. We haven't been here the last 2 weeks, but we're here today. We're giving you the letter M. Old vinyl from our personal collection from artists beginning with the letter M. And like I said, that was Mitski. Before that, we had Thelonious Monk with Epistrophe from Palo Alto, the Custodians mix. It's a live recording, obviously, from Palo Alto. Fantastic stuff. So Palo Alto, the Custodians mix is a journey back in time to Palo Alto High School's sold-out auditorium on October 27th, 1968. That's exactly 6 years before I was born to the day, where Thelonious Monk and his quartet delivered an extraordinary performance. This limited edition LP presents this historic concert exactly as it was recorded by a still unknown high school custodian, the ultimate account of the concert as it happened. The identity of the recording engineer may remain a mystery, but the power of both Monk's music and the original recordings are self-evident, and it's the first time it's ever been available on vinyl, and I bought it just a year ago, too. 2021. So I guess 5 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. But yeah, that was Thelonious Monk with Epistrophe live from Palo Alto High School, October 27th, 1968. And we kick things off there with one of my favorite pop songs of the last 2 years. It came out in 2024. Dramamine by Middle Kids from their album Faith Crisis Part 1. The whole album's good. I just love that song and I had to play it for you. Wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the music. I realize it's a bit eclectic today, which is usually the case, but today particularly so. Still no score in the Leeds-Brentford game, for those of you interested, although for those of you interested, you're probably watching it and not listening to me. And DJ Original Brew is almost here. We're almost wrapping up the first quarter of the show already. My goodness. And yeah, it's all the letter M. If you're around and listening, please go to RadioValencia.fm and jump into the chat room and say hi. DJ Adam is in there with Maya, which is awesome. And DJ Grandma was there for a hot second. I haven't seen her since. But yeah, and you know, the app chat room doesn't seem to be working right now. It's the opposite of what it used to be. Now you've got to be on the website itself, RadioValencia.fm, and check out the chat. And we are in there, all talking away. Lots of fun. All right, let's get back to some music, shall we? The letter M, as I said, and we're going to go way back in time. This is a great couple of songs here for you off two separate vinyls, so this is going to be a little quick transition for me. So wish me luck, everyone. Your hero here is about to face his first challenge of the day. Toodles. Thank you.
There is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the click song by the English because they cannot say "Omotwane." Iqhiqha lendlela ngu-Omotwane. Iqhiqha lendlela kuthwa ngu-Omotwane. Iqhiqha lendlela hayo ngu-Omotwane. Iqhiqha lendlela kuthwa ngu-Omotwane. Hayi, sele qabele igqithapho hayo ngu-Omotwane.
Imbamtanam, Helen, Helen, his, Impandus Kaba.
We should be able to hear you now.
Hello?
I think so. I think we can hear you. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, hi.
How you doing, Original Brewer?
I'm good.
Another warm day here in the city?
Yes.
Not that I'm complaining.
No. No, it was beautiful. It's not as hot, but it's still really warm.
It's it's livable, that's for sure. Well, we had four tunes there, or four different albums.
Yeah.
The first album was from DJ Grandma, actually. I took, you know, she gave me a bunch of vinyl a long time ago, and it was Glenn Miller from a compilation album called Glenn Miller Plays Selections from the Glenn Miller Story and Other Hits. And I remember she had that in a record collection forever. I mean, the seal was coming off the casing and everything.
Oh, wow.
And it was Tuxedo Junction, one of my favorite Glenn Miller songs. You don't hear it as often as the others, but fantastic stuff. And then we had one that I bought, which is Glenn Miller and his orchestra live from Carnegie Hall in October 6th, 1939, doing In the Mood live there. Fantastic version of that. Then we went to...
I know somebody else who sang at Carnegie Hall.
Judy Garland.
Yeah.
And? Was that what you meant? You talking about her?
No. Didn't our youngest child?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
DJ Q-Nut did. Yes. Sorry. Don't mind me.
DJ Q-Nut is also sang at Carnegie Hall.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
How could I overlook that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so then we had two from Miriam Makeba, which was... those albums were given to me by DJ
Mimi.
First one was Cameroon off her album Makeba Sings. And then the other one that is really what made her famous, I think, is the click song. She, with the singing with those clicking that she does, just incredible. Off the self-titled album, Miriam Makeba.
Aha.
You're listening to ES Beats live on RadioValencia.fm. We're playing all of our own personal collection of vinyl.
M.
Brought to you by the letter M.
Yes.
And I thought we'd have a little... Let's take time to dance around a little bit.
Oh.
I don't know if Mary and Valerie are listening. And
okay.
Wherever you tuned in from,
mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to have a little bop around the house.
Oh, boy. Toodles.
Get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a rap like that. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime, get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a rap like that. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime, get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a rap like that. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime, get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a rap like that. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime, get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a rap like that. Sometime I get a hop at my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime every honey come back. Sometime I'm on a rap back jack. Sometime I get a hop at my back. Sometime I'm going over here.
Feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that lonesome liar. Hey. Go tell that midnight rider. Hey. Tell the gambling, rambling backslider. Tell him God Almighty gonna cut him down.
You might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might throw your rock, hide your hand.
Yeah.
What you saw, you might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you,
date with the neighbor's wife. Brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone.
Go tell that lonesome liar.
Hey.
Go tell that midnight rider.
Hey.
Tell the gambling, rambling backslider. Tell the God Almighty gonna cut him down.
You might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might.
Tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might run on for a long time.
Run on, ducking and dodging.
Run on, June, for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You might run.
There. What do you think of that one?
Oh, I love Moby. I haven't heard him for a while.
Yeah, we had a couple there from Moby off his multi-Grammy winning album, Play. It was two. I mean, it was. I was able to do two songs back to back because it's a double album. So I just went. I did the first. So I did the first track off side A, and then I did the third track from side C.
Yeah.
So we had Honey and Run On by Moby from Play, and then that last one was Blue Mitchell again, one of my favorites. I just love the way he plays the horn. It's like he's running out of breath, and he's just refusing to lose his breath, and he's just it's almost spiteful the way he plays it. I love it. And that was the album Bantu Village. Which, and I'm going to read this to you. The track was HNIC, which is off the, it's the first track of side one. Blue Mitchell took an imaginary trip to a place where the air was unspoiled by progress. The earth was soft and warm and promised the perpetuation of all things that live. The greenage was alive with a primitive rhythm. Blue went to Bantu Village. He sat cross-legged in a small clearing in the jungle, examining the long brass object that makes his music, and he smiled. He knew what he wanted to do. I'm going to bring this place to the people who dig my music. I'm going to create an image that will transport them to the very core of where sound met rhythm, married, and gave birth to music. Then I'll follow the process of evolution and bring it all into the present. Blue made his fantasy come real, made it come real with fellow musicians who entered and understood his dream and dug it. They put it all on that black disc encased between these covers, and they cut out for a little while. Where are they? Where do you think? Fantastic stuff. Yeah, that was Blue Mitchell. First time I've actually played that track, but I wanted to play something new today.
Yeah.
So let's get back to some music, shall we? Hold on a second.
What?
Well, I don't want to just keep going from song to song.
Okay.
How was your week?
My week was great. It was warm.
I'm killing time because I also want to see the end of this match, which is in the final minute.
Oh. And there's still no score, right?
No, it sucks.
Neil.
Yeah, I just can't get anything done lately. There's no fight.
And it's at Ellen Road, too. It's at home, y'all.
Under the lights.
Yeah, well.
But, yeah, not great. Hoping we can keep the point. I don't know who's got the ball right now, but there's if they end up losing, I'm going to be so upset. I don't know where the time's coming from. But anyway, hi.
Hi.
You had a good week?
Week was fine. More importantly, next week is baseball is back.
I know. Can't believe it. Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're going on your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Opening night.
My birthday doesn't happen because it happens in Lent and I give it up. So, but baseball.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot between now and then, though. I mean, the baseball is the game's at 5 o'clock. I've got to go to Austin tomorrow.
Yeah.
Got two big meetings and then come back Tuesday night. Hopefully, I'm able to get get on the plane with everything that's going on with TSA.
Yeah.
Well, and then
we spend some quality time at SFO.
Celebrate your birthday and I don't believe it. It's a free kick here. If they score here, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh God, everyone, hold your breath.
I really don't like this.
I'm bringing some.
I guarantee it's so Leeds that they're going to let this goal in.
No, they're not.
Nope, we didn't. We blocked it, okay, and that's got to be the whistle. There we go.
I'm bringing down to after I take you tomorrow. I'm going to go see DJ Pop Pops, and I'm bringing some. We have so many, like. Either books that we've read or jigsaws that we've done. And so I'm going to bring them because they've got that whole patio area outside where he is. And there's...
Like they could all be doing it.
They could all be doing
it.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, first of all, we have a lot of, like, Grandpa Bill's books where we've got, like, multiple copies of it.
Yeah.
Might as well, I mean, hey... I mean, history books of that are from, like, California and from San Francisco and the Bay Area.
There's that whole book on the Tommy gun, too, that he wrote that we had.
Yeah.
It's really
good. There's, like, the history of beer. We've got gazillion copies of that. I mean, I don't know how many of them are drinking beer anymore, but still.
Well, we gave them to every brewer we know.
That's true.
You know, it was crazy. I went took them down to the beer event.
Yeah.
We've still got a few left, though.
Well, we do have a couple. But still, like, there's some great books that we can take down and... And let, you know, people peruse through when they sit out on the little patio, which I thought would be nice.
Speaking of books.
What?
I am enthralled with the sequel to Heat. It's amazing.
Oh, geez, I forgot. Yeah, that came.
I got two new books that are by the bedside table, and so it's a wrestle who's going to get read, because the other one is all about, it's called The Kings of Hollywood or something like that, and it's all about the uprising of Francis Ford Coppola, George Lucas, and Steven Spielberg
in
the
early
70s.
That's when you got in Healdsburg, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one, too.
Yeah.
And game ended in a 0-0 draw. So,
what does that mean?
It means we get a point.
Yeah, I know,
which
but
keeps
where
further
was
away
Brentford
from,
in the whole...
Well, Brentford's not who we're worried about. We're worried right now, we're worried about the teams behind us. Brentford's further up.
Yeah.
They're trying to play for Europe. They have a shot at Europe still next year. But we just need to stay above
of yeah
three
yeah.
teams, and yep, right yep. now there's 5 teams below us. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow they play each other, which kind of helps too. So it's not the end of the world, but we got to start winning these games that are winnable, like this one, and then we wouldn't be worried about it.
Right.
I still think we're going to stay up, but it's just they're not making it easy on the fans.
No.
All right, let's play some music, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's play a fun pop song from the 80s. This is coming up on 3 o'clock.
Love 80s.
This is a single, a 12-inch single. It's the extended mix.
Ooh.
Here's some Madonna for you.
Oh, yeah. Toodles.